KNX News Time, 6:43.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will hold talks with President Obama at the White House tomorrow. And for a preview of what the two will be talking about, we're joined live from Tel Aviv by Associated Press correspondent Aaron Heller. Aaron, there's no question that there certainly has been tension between the Israeli government and the United States government over events of the last several months. Is this an effort to sort of patch that up, or is this just an effort to try to say, here's where each side stands?
No, definitely, Dick. This is an effort to patch things up. The two were actually supposed to meet about a month ago when Prime Minister Netanyahu was in Canada, but he called off that trip short because of the flotilla raid, the deadly raid on a Turkish flotilla towards Israel, which really created a lot of this tension in the last month between Israel and a lot of its allies. Tension with the White House has been going on further than that, particularly over Israel's plans for settlements in East Jerusalem and elsewhere in the West Bank. But this meeting is... the idea of it is to patch up those ties, and Israel, in advance of that, on Monday, today, announcing that it's lifting its long-standing restrictions on allowing consumer goods into the Gaza Strip. That is expected on the Israeli side to lower some of the pressure from Washington and to ease the way in for the prime minister when he meets with Obama tomorrow.
We certainly know that Netanyahu is a hardliner when it comes to the issue of the Palestinians and the Israelis. What is the level of his support in Israel as to, you know, his stand and his government?
Well, right now he has pretty good support among the people. It's important to remember that Israel does have a coalition government and agreement. So it's not like the United States where the leader is elected directly by the people. In fact, actually, for elections in parliament, his party, the Likud party, didn't even get the most votes. That was actually the opposition Kadima party. But because of Netanyahu's connections with the other parties, he has managed to build a stable coalition with right-wing parties as well as the Labor Party, which leans left of center. So far, there really is no danger on his regime in Israel. However, at the same time, he does face a lot of opposition domestically on many different fronts. And he got a reminder of that as well today. When talking in relation to Gaza, there's a march going on, actually in Tel Aviv, where I am now, on behalf of the captive Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit, his family, and thousands of others, demanding that the government make a swap with the Gaza Hamas rules in return for the captive soldier. He's coming under pressure from that direction. He's coming under pressure from hardliners in his own coalition who say he's not going far enough, and, of course, pressure from his allies from Turkey and from Washington, particularly when it comes to the matter of building in East Jerusalem.
Aaron Heller there reporting in live from Tel Aviv for the Associated Press and for us here at KNX.
KNX News Time, 6:45. Traffic and weather together on the 5s.